Prioritize the order to fill your 5 containers. Ever wondered why some people seem to excel in their careers and personal growth? It's not just luck. It's about focusing on the right areas, knowledge, skills, network, resources, and reputation in that order. This method can unlock your potential and lead to success and fulfillment. The first and most important area to focus on is knowledge. Think of it as the base of a tall building. The stronger the base, the higher you can build. Knowledge comes from education and a constant drive to learn. Once you've gathered knowledge, it's time to turn it into skills. Think of these skills as tools in your toolbox, sharpened through practice. They not only boost your confidence but also make you valuable to others. As your expertise grows, you'll naturally attract more people to your network. A strong network gives you access to many resources. These could be practical things like money and tools, or less tangible benefits like advice and guidance. Gathering these resources opens doors to bigger achievements and more opportunities. Build a strong reputation. There's one more important part to focus on: your reputation. It's like your biggest achievement, showing off your knowledge, skills, connections, and resources. A strong reputation can open new doors and bring unexpected opportunities, but watch out for shortcuts. Trying to get ahead quickly, like taking a job just for money or status, can lead to shaky foundations. In this journey, knowledge and skills are your best friends. They stay strong, no matter what. Start by building these, and you'll set yourself up for a lifetime of success and value. Pose questions, not facts. Imagine walking down the street and seeing 2 signs. One says, "Please recycle," and the other asks, "Will you recycle?" Which one grabs your attention more? Research shows that the question is much more effective at motivating people to act. Questions aren't just for getting answers, they push us to do things. This is called the question behavior effect, and it shows why asking questions can drive action more than making statements. So, ask more questions and give fewer commands. The question behavior effect is a psychological phenomenon that can significantly influence your actions. Wondering why? It's because of how your brain reacts when asked a question. When someone asks if you'll do something, your mind starts working, imagining yourself doing it. It's like silently committing to it. Yes or no questions are especially powerful. They leave no room for doubt. You're pushed to make a clear decision without any excuses. Enhance motivation with one simple question. This technique uses cognitive dissonance, the discomfort felt when there's a gap between your goals and your reality. Here's how it works. When someone asks a question that connects a behavior to your ideal self, it creates mental tension. You're then driven to say yes and act to ease that tension. Think about using this effect in your daily life. Instead of saying, "I will go to the gym today," ask, "Will I go to the gym today?" You're not just planning, you're committing. You're moving from passivity to action, from telling to asking. So, next time you want to motivate yourself or others, remember, the power lies in the question, not the statement. Utilize the Goldilocks principle when marketing. What if a secret to boosting sales was hidden in a children's story? The Goldilocks effect, named after the famous tale, can significantly influence buying decisions. This effect shows that people prefer options that aren't too extreme but are just right. Marketers and salespeople use this trick by offering choices that make the middle option seem the best and most reasonable. This subtle strategy helps steer buyers toward the option that feels just right. Imagine you're selling a new gadget. Instead of presenting just one option, offer 3: a fancy, expensive model, a basic, affordable one, and the middle option, the gadget you want to sell. This middle choice isn't too costly or too plain, it's just right. By positioning it this way, you make it seem like the best deal compared to the others. How companies like Panasonic succeed? Companies like Panasonic do this well. They offer products at 3 different prices, and often, the middle-priced item sells the most. Even though it costs more than the basic model, it's seen as a great value compared to the high-end version. The Goldilocks effect influences how people perceive value by making the middle option look the most reasonable and safe. This tactic works because consumers often make choices based on context instead of logic. Use the Goldilocks effect in your sales strategy, and you'll see a significant increase in sales. Focus on the initial 5 seconds of any promotion effort. In the fast-paced business world, 5 seconds can be the difference between success and failure. Just a few seconds can decide if your audience stays interested or not. The first 5 seconds of your marketing message, presentation, or story are crucial. This short time frame is when you grab their attention or lose it. Getting attention isn't about overwhelming people with data, boring pitches, or product features. Instead, it's about telling a short, emotional story that connects with them. Keep it simple, clear, and engaging to make sure they stay interested. Imagine talking to someone who's just having a tough morning. What would make them sit up and pay attention? That's the kind of thinking that can change how you approach things. So why is this so important? Capture interest in seconds. Studies show that people now have an attention span of only 8 seconds, less than a goldfish. In a world where everyone's focus is split, getting and keeping attention is harder than ever. Every writer, advertiser, and storyteller is competing for just a slice of that brief attention span. The first few seconds of your message or story are crucial for grabbing attention. To succeed, you need to start with something so interesting that people can't ignore it. Attention isn't just another thing, it's a valuable gift. The trick to getting it lies in those initial powerful moments. Evade succumbing to the ostrich syndrome. Avoiding uncomfortable conversations is like not wanting to rip off a band-aid. It hurts more to delay it. In business and personal relationships, avoiding tough talks doesn't solve problems. It just makes them worse over time. This is similar to an ostrich hiding its head in the sand to escape danger. Some business leaders act like this ostrich, ignoring problems and hoping they'll go away. This usually results in negative outcomes, not because of bad decisions, but because they didn't make any decisions at all. Not dealing with poor performance, financial issues, or market changes can cause a business to fail and miss opportunities. Face challenges head-on, a 4-step guide. To break free from a cycle of avoiding problems, follow these steps. First, admit there's an issue. Then, think about why you act that way. Next, talk about problems without blaming anyone. Lastly, listen carefully to different views. This 4-step method helps you address problems early, like pulling out weeds before they spread. Leaders handle tough conversations directly to prevent bigger issues later on. In life, business, and relationships, it's crucial to face the truth, even if it's tough. Ignoring problems just delays the inevitable and makes the future harder. By dealing with issues right away, you can avoid bigger troubles and set yourself up for success. Are you ready to stop avoiding reality and tackle challenges head-on? Apply the discipline formula to optimize your time usage. Your life is like a canvas, and every hour adds a new brushstroke. The big question is, are you carefully creating a masterpiece or just splashing paint without thinking? Your most valuable resource isn't money, fame, or skills. It's time. Once a moment passes, it's gone forever. So, the key is to use each moment wisely, making your life as colorful and meaningful as possible. Effective time management boils down to what's called the discipline equation. It's about how disciplined you are in using time wisely to achieve your goals. This discipline depends on how much you value your goal and enjoy the journey, minus the challenges it brings. Transform goals into an enjoyable journey. To use this formula, start by picturing your goals clearly, make them feel real in your mind. Then, turn the journey towards these goals into a game. Find friends with similar goals, create fun challenges, and keep track of your progress. This makes the process enjoyable and adds accountability. And here's the key: eliminate anything that makes the journey unnecessarily difficult. With clear goals, an enjoyable process, and fewer obstacles, you'll find the discipline to focus your time on what truly matters. Death, while often seen as grim, is a powerful reminder to live life with purpose and clarity. It highlights the importance of living intentionally, staying focused, and avoiding unnecessary distractions. Time is precious. Use it wisely and make the most out of life. A symbol of victorious squad using the 3-bar structure. A team is only as strong as its weakest link. Everyone has a chance to improve and push for excellence. But what happens when a star player, once a high achiever, starts to falter? In business, where every decision impacts the future, top leaders follow an essential rule: maintain your company's culture with every hire, fire, and promotion. They believe a strong company culture is vital for success. In this delicate balance, even the most talented employees are evaluated if their behavior or attitude threatens the company's core values. Ever thought about how one rotten apple can spoil the whole team? Research shows it's true. A single bad team member can drag everyone down, affecting behavior and morale. So, what's the solution? Tough as it is, sometimes you have to let them go. But how do you know who's helping or hurting the team? That's where the clever three-bar method comes in. It's simple but powerful. Just ask yourself, if everyone acted like a certain team member, would they improve, maintain, or worsen the team's performance and mood, promote excellence, eliminate negativity? Recognize and promote those who excel and positively impact your company's culture. Their influence should be shared throughout the organization. Conversely, those who negatively affect the culture, no matter their skills or past successes, need to be let go. They harm the company's culture, which is too costly to ignore. The three-bars framework applies to hiring too. Each new hire is a chance to raise the team's standards. As a leader, prepare for these tough choices. They're not just administrative tasks, but show your dedication to maintaining a positive and strong company culture. Key points. 1. Focus on knowledge, skills, network, resources, and reputation to unlock your potential. 2. Asking questions motivates action more than making statements, as they engage the mind. 3. The Goldilocks principle helps boost sales by offering the just right option. 4. Grab attention within the first 5 seconds of any marketing effort to keep interest. 5. Avoid the ostrich syndrome. Confront problems head-on rather than ignoring them. 6. Use time wisely by turning your goals into an enjoyable and accountable journey. 7. Build a strong team by maintaining a positive culture and letting go of negativity.